What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk. I'm David Balorano. After yet another round of flooding in the Campbell's Run Road area on Tuesday, Stephen Shanley of Allegheny County Public Works says they're hoping for a break.
So right now we have the road milled and we will be moving forward with paving it, hopefully when the weather breaks.
And surprisingly, David, there were some areas, even with some rain, and it was fairly light in many places, had some flooding issues yesterday. But it looks like a dry day. There's a slight chance for a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, but dry for the 4th on Friday, too.
Back to the House for reconciliation as that chamber now needs to take up the Senate-approved Big Beautiful Bill. Some lawmakers, including Chris DeLuzio, had their flights to D.C. canceled because of the weather. He posted on X.
My flight was canceled. Derek was stranded at the Pittsburgh airport. We're heading down to D.C. to do everything we can to vote against and hopefully kill this terrible Republican bill that will take health care away from people, jack up the debt.
And I would imagine there are a lot of people realizing that on the Medicaid front, which we just discussed, one in four people are supported by Medicaid in the state of Pennsylvania. So this is very important to a great number of our population. So we'll see what happens.
And the University of Pennsylvania has changed three school records set by transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. The school says it will also apologize to female athletes that it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team.
Yeah, this has been a controversy for quite a while now. So some of the schools changing, in this case, their athletic awards, and many people, you know, it's a touchy subject for sure. Thank you, David.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.